Well, good morning, everyone, and I trust that you're keeping well. I'm here again in my study, speaking this to you, and as my email said, even from the last time, things have moved so rapidly day by day. I don't think any of us could have ever imagined such a worldwide devastation, with people's health being affected and people's finances being threatened. And in that kind of situation, I suppose it's very natural for us to be concerned and worried. And that's why I believe that we still need to be hearing from God's word. It's the truth about God and his promises and his utter and full commitment to us as his children that will strengthen our faith and bring that peace in our hearts. And my mind has been going back to that verse in Romans 8, so well translated in the NIV, Romans 8 verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. Such a wonderful verse that brings to our minds and our hearts again that for his children, it reminds them how very big and great is our God, and that nothing can separate us from his love. And although the good that's mentioned there is not specifically to keep us safe in a crisis like this, this good that is mentioned there is that in things like this, even this, he will help us to become more and more like Jesus. Jesus, our Redeemer. Jesus, our Lord.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me on the cruel cross he suffered. To set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon. Death and hell. Sing, oh sing. His blood, He purchased me. On the cross, He sealed my pardon. Paid the debt and made me free. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With His blood, He purchased me. Dead and made me free.
Well, thank you for all those contacts. I've heard from Martin and Kate, who are keeping well, and their family too, and from Graham and Anne, who, as you can expect, are extremely busy at this time, seeking to fulfil all their customers' orders. We need to pray for Graham and Anne and their work. Charles and Vicky, and again, they are well, and also with Simon and Bev. Thank you especially to George, who is helping me with this, and thanks to Peter Livett for keeping in touch, and for Graham too. If we'd have been in church together, and how certainly I miss being in church together, I'm not used to this sitting speaking to myself, but if we had been in church together this week, we would have been singing Happy Birthday to Adrian. And so perhaps at the end you might wish him happy birthday and give him a clap. So, as this crisis, and it is a massive crisis, as it's grown and developed in the last few days, my own mind has turned to think more and more of God, God Himself. So I want to speak to us just for a short time today about God, about who God is and what He is like. And if you have a Bible, you may like to turn with me to that Old Testament book of Deuteronomy and chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6. And let me read to you just a few verses from verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. So just a few simple points from those verses. God's people, we are told, are to love God with our whole being. So those verses are saying, love the Lord your God with all, everything, your whole being. And to love God is to value Him. It is to desire Him. It is to have Him as our most treasured possession. Greatest pleasure that we have is knowing Him. It is to seek after Him diligently above everything else. It's what loving God is. And right now, of course, there is more of that everything else going on in our lives and in our minds than I've ever known in my 73 years. And these verses call us again to see that above all that's going on stands our God. And we are called to love him. And the greatest commandment, Jesus says, is to love God. Not just to know about God, but to love God. So I ask myself, and may I ask you, do I love God? And we are to love God with our all, with all our hearts. Now, of course, whenever we mention loving and hearts together, immediately, I suppose, our minds just move towards our emotions and our feelings. But in the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, people used other words than the words that would apply to feelings. So in older Bible translations, often this loving God with all our heart is often translated as loving God from our bowels. And the intended meaning, the picture there, is that our love for God has to come from the very core of a person, from the depths of you and me, from the very control centre of our lives, that which is really you. So when we're told to love God with all our hearts, it means it must be deep. It must be genuine. It must never be flippant, half-hearted. It mustn't be pretending. It must never be something that is stuck on the periphery of our lives. It is to love God with all of us and with all our soul. And when Jesus quotes this verse, he adds that we should love God with all our minds. Because the Christian's love for God is not a sentimental thing. It's not a kind of slushy experience. And it's not reduced to being some kind of academic thing that we study. We're not told to think and study God with all our minds. That's part of it, of course. We use our minds. But we're told to love him with all our hearts, from deep within. Everything that we do, our thoughts, our decisions, centred on him. And then we're told in this verse that we're to love God with all our strength. This is not something we dabble in whenever we feel like it. It's not something that we slip in and out of, fit in somewhere. No, we give it our all, our best. And so the Christian is to love God with all our being, our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. All we are is to be given and devoted to loving God. That's what we read time and again in these verses. All, says Jesus. Why are we to love God like that? Well, this verse mentions one thing. There are many reasons, but this verse mentions one big thing. And this verse says the reason that we are to love God like that is because, well, he is the only God. That's what it says in verse 4. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." There's only one God, the one mighty creator, the one who holds and controls all things. We read that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. There isn't an atom in the whole universe that doesn't belong to him. And when I say that, we have to say that God has allowed this awful virus. I don't know why. I don't know how this has happened. Maybe this is part of God's grace to such a fallen world, Maybe he is bringing a warning to this world. I don't believe there has ever been such a self-confident, selfish, atheistic world society as we live in today. And so the songwriter says, "Restore, O Lord, the honour of your name in works of sovereign power. Come, shake the earth again." And isn't that the very thing that we're seeing? People's wealth gone overnight. All their security gone. All their freedom gone. Eat, drink, be merry, party. It's gone. Live for me and all my plans. Gone. All my security gone. All my freedom gone. Live for many years yet, of course. Many, many years stretch out in front of us. Now gone. And because God is the only God, we are to love him with everything we've got. We've got no hope at all outside of this one God. The world gives us no hope at all. Science has failed us. Medicine is struggling. The financial security is gone. This God is our only hope. And this God is the Lord. And this God, for the Christian, is our God. He's your God. This is the God who chooses to love people. In fact, if you still have your Bible open and turn to the next chapter, chapter 7, there's some wonderful verses from verse 6, Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. God speaking to Israel, his people, saying, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his own treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affections on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. It was because the Lord loved you that he chose you." Wonderful, encouraging verses. The God we are to love is the covenant God who loved us first and chose us. And so we love him because he first loved us. And so, how do we love God? And loving God in these verses, in Deuteronomy 6, is linked inseparably with obeying him. Verse 6 of chapter 6 reads, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts." Jesus said to his disciples, "You show that you love me when you do what I tell you to do." Loving God with all we are shows itself in a passion to be obedient to what God says to us in his word. We love God by loving his word. We show him that we love him by choosing him, by putting him above our own self-desires. So loving God is not just a feelings thing. Of course our feelings are involved. But it is a cherishing and an obeying of God's word. That's how you show that you love him. And this God that we are to love is lovely. That's the great thing about this God. He is wonderful. It isn't that you grit your teeth, twist your arm up your back and try to love him. He's lovely. We're not trying to love someone who is not attractive. Our God is adorable. He's lovely. It's not hard to love him, the lovely one. And so we pray that the Lord will help us in this tough and difficult time to be people who love God and rest secure in Him. Amen. Has changed and maybe has changed forever. And so next time when we think more about our God, I want us to see that our God is the unchangeable God who is from everlasting to everlasting. And we're going to base our simple thoughts on Psalm 40. So let's just pray. Oh Father, help us to make sure that it is You we love, and to love You with all our being. Lord, in this time that we're going through, stir up our love for You, the One who first loved us. Help our lives to reflect Your great love, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.